بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, whoever suppresses his anger despite having the ability to give vent to it. Whoever suppresses his anger despite having the ability to give vent to it, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him before the entire creation so that he may choose whichever Hur-i-Een he wishes. From all the Hur-i-Een, Allah ta'ala will give him the choice of selecting whichever Hur-i-Een he wishes. The effects of anger we have explained already. It has come in the chapter of sabr, because a person is controlling his anger, so he's making sabr upon himself. The effects of anger are so devastating because the person at that time has very little control over himself. And that is why we did the hadith that a true strong person is not one who wrestles his opponent and pins him onto the ground, but it is that person who suppresses himself at the time when he becomes angry. And therefore, the greater the struggle a person has against his nafs, the greater will be the reward. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, whoever does not give vent to his anger, but he suppresses his anger, on the day of Allah ta'ala will then give him aman and aman. Allah will give him peace, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill his heart with iman. So this is the one benefit of a person suppressing his anger, that Allah Ta'ala will bless him with peace of heart, and Allah Ta'ala will increase him in his iman. Wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, anna rajulan qala li nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awsini. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, give me advice. Qala la taghdab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't become angry. Faraddada miraran. قَالَ لَا تَغْضَبْ. So this request was made to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, advise me. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahabi, don't become angry. So he repeated the request. He said, ya Rasulullah, give me advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, لَا تَغْضَبْ. So several times he asked the same question, give me advice, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem said, don't become angry. So it was most probably Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that this particular Sahabi needed to just correct and rectify this weakness that he may have had, and therefore he continued giving him this particular advice that don't become angry. And this, of course, is a lesson for all of us, that Rasulullah is now directing our attention to such an important aspect of our life which we generally ignore and forget, and we don't pay much attention to. And Nabi Kareem explained, لا تغضب. Simple thing, don't become angry. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يزال البلاء بالمؤمن والمؤمنة في نفسه وولده وماله حتى يلقى الله تعالى وما عليه خطيئة. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Of course, we're discussing the chapter on sabr, the last few hadith regarding the sabr. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى, wherein Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have mentioned that calamities continue befalling or coming upon a believing man and a believing woman regarding himself. So the person suffers some calamity within himself, or wawaladihi, or his children, or malihi, or his wealth, his properties. So he continues going through difficulties, hardships, calamities. Sometimes there's sickness, sometimes there's poverty, sometimes some problem with the children, or loss of children, or some harm to his property. So this is always some issue that is happening to him. And this person continuously makes sabr. Whatever the halat is, whatever the condition is, he still makes sabr. He does not complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he will meet Allah ta'ala the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئَةٌ. There won't be a single sin upon this person. Through the sabr that he makes, Allah ta'ala will wipe out all his sins. And this is one of the rewards of sabr. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah says, most certainly we will test you with some loss of, or some, with some fear, with some hunger at times regarding yourself or wealth. There'll be some deficiency in your wealth or in your whatever you possess. Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who are perseverant, those who have patience in them. Who are those people? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when any calamity befalls them, they again turn the attention to Allah Ta'ala. What do they say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We all belong to Allah and we will return to Allah. All these conditions come from Allah. Our properties belong to Allah, our children belong to Allah, we belong to Allah, and therefore they do not complain, but they make sabr, and therefore Allah Ta'ala says, give glad tidings to those who make sabr. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.